Batting second, playing center field, would be Michael Schlung. And batting third, playing shortstop, would be Kyle Leeser. Batting fourth, playing first base, would be Nathan Schlungen. Batting fifth, playing third base, Matthew Schlungen. Batting sixth, the pitcher today would be Scott Schlungen. Batting seventh, playing right field, Chaz Hennon. Batting eighth, the designated hitter, Josh Dangler. Batting ninth, playing second base, Derek Stroing. And playing left field would be Jalen Arsenal. I believe he will be DH4 by Josh Dangler. For the Richmond Royals, they will be the home team today. Leading off, playing center field, will be Alex Buddy. Batting second, shortstop, Adam Buckus. Batting third, third baseman, Trent Kerrigan. Batting fourth, catcher, Cole Schmitz. Batting fifth, designated hitter, Dan Hansen. Batting sixth, left fielder, Mason Primus. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Andy Hadley. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Connor Doles. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Kyle Buddy. And the pitcher today for the Richmond Royals will be Eli Emerson.
All right, thank you, Don. Our Region 15 seed baseball action brought to you by the Greenwald Pub, Alrosa Green and Feed, Pabst Barker, Royal Spring Hill, Falcon National Bank, Sportsman's Den and Lake Henry, Stony Creek Dairy, St. Martin National Bank, and Insurance Agency, Cutzer Excavating in Albany, Virgil's Dig Arena, just south of Farming, Kramer Lumber, True Valley of Melrose, Land O'Lakes of Melrose, Scooters Trucking, Lewis Autobody and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming, Notch Manufacturing of Lake Henry, Kelp Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, LLC of Richmond, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Rambo Incorporated, Corky's Bar and Grill, Albany Chrysler Center, VNS Excavating, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, in Munich, Sox Center in Long Prairie, Gilliland Chevrolet in St. Cloud, North American Insurance Agency, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Painesville Mutual Insurance, North American State Bank of Belgrade, El Rosa, and Wilmer, Central Minnesota Insurance of Painesville, Ecker Feed Service in Dominic, Shady's Bar and Grill of Dominic, Fire Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Lake Henry Implements, the Freeport State Bank, also bringing us baseball today, West Central Sanitation and Trappers Pub and Grub in Farming. Want you to stay tuned. Following our game today, we'll name your Albany and Richmond BMW player of the game. That player receives a $10 gift certificate they can redeem over at Albany or Richmond BMW. That's part of our post-game show here on KASM. We're also broadcasting on not only the AM 1150, 107.7 FM, 105.5 HT2, and streaming online at mychasm.com. Five on his diet. He's recording our games back at our studio in Albany, so they will be archived, and you can pull them up sometime during the week here. We'll get them all archived for you and pull up our games on our sports tab at the top of our webpage. Click that sports tab, and the scroll-down box will come down, and you'll get Region 15C options for you. So, again, Region 15C baseball available on our website, the sports tab, and then click that drop-down box. Richmond and St. Martin coming up shortly here on KASM. We're going to take a three-minute timeout. We'll be back with more action from Schlaper Brothers Field in Albany. Back in three.
In business and farming, time is money. That's why Gilliland Chevrolet is your exclusive business elite program partner. Whatever type of vehicle you need, from the reliable Silverado to the all-new low-cab forward trucks, Gilliland's business elite department can take care of you with one low price. And because you're in business, chances are good you'll qualify for special pricing and tax incentives. But there's more. Priority service and work-ready loaners at no charge. Plus, get up to $1,200 in free accessories on qualifying purchases. Business Elite exclusively at Gilliland Chevrolet, St. Cloud. Find new roads. GillilandChevrolet.com.
Land O'Lakes, farmer-owned since 1921, produces the highest quality dairy products. We all enjoy a cold glass of milk, ice cream on a hot day, cheese on our pizzas, string cheese, butter for the bread and baking, and so many more fresh dairy products we all love. Land O'Lakes' roots run deep in Minnesota, and they are committed to supporting the hometown teams. Land O'Lakes wishes the best to all area teams and is a proud sponsor of Dick Putz on KASM.
North American Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual are changing to serve you better because everything we do serves a single purpose, to keep the promise to take care of our customers today, tomorrow, and into the future. As we grow and innovate, that will never change. With Grinnell Mutual Insurance, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Breitbach, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 877-254-3191 today.
Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers with that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz, and he'll be happy to lend you good, sound advice. For insurance, stop in and see Sue Meyer and Kelly Lauer. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today.
All righty, 2 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock, and we have 79 degrees and sunshine here in central Minnesota. National anthem wrapping up out at Schlepper Brothers Field in Farming. We take you back there. More baseball action coming up with Randy Rothstein and Don Heinen.
Hi, Rothstein. Thank you very much. We're back at Schlepper Brothers Field, and Don, these two teams, this is a winner's bracket game, and both of these teams got here with victories yesterday, didn't they?
Yes, they did. St. Martin with a 2-1 victory over New Munich in 10 innings on a suicide squeeze, a 3-2 count suicide squeeze to perfection, I should add.
Yes.
It was laid down. Two veterans. They had a veteran runner at third base, and Scotty Schlangen at the plate that put down a 3-2 count bunt, and that was just, it was kind of surprising to most of them. I asked Chad Funk after the game, and my son Brent was standing there too, and they said, "Well, we kind of knew it was going to probably be coming, but we didn't know that it would be coming on a 3-2 count." So they weren't real surprised, but that's the way it was. Richmond, they defeated Meyer Grove by a score of 5-0 with D.J.
Schleicher
throwing a 4-hit gem. He just threw off-speed stuff pretty much the whole game. Snuck in his fastball, made his fastball look really good. And he just pitched the gem. He did.
Yeah. You know, and today we get a battle of a veteran pitcher, Scott Schlangen, throwing for St. Martin. And Eli Emerson just recently graduated from Cold Spring Recovery. He's headed to St. Cloud State. He gets the ball for Richmond, but he started for Richmond last year in the New Munich region.
Yes, he did. He did that. And he's a young kid, not real tall, big, but he throws fairly decent, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. And he faces Brian Schlangen. The first pitch to Brian is low for a ball. And 1-0, Cole Schmitz is behind the plate over at third. Trent Gertken at short. Atabak is at second base. Kyle Bunyan at first base. Andy Hadley is slung and loops a single over the head of Buddy into right field. Connor Dole picks it up out there in right. Alex Buddy's in center. And on left field for the Royals, Mason Prima. So a leadoff single for the Martins, Brian Schlangen. And it'll bring Michael Schlangen to the plate.
We were talking about this yesterday at St. Martin's lineup. I hadn't seen it yet this year where Kyle Leeser was taken out of the leadoff spot and Brian Schlangen inserted there and Kyle took over his spot. So they just kind of flip-flopped him, too.
They've been doing that all season.
Have they? Okay.
Here's Michael Schlangen trying to put a bunt down, and that goes off of either Cole Schmitz's helmet. I think it probably did.
So now you insert Nathan Schlangen into this lineup today, who was absent yesterday from the game. He's going to play first base today. A left-handed stick in between Matthew Schlangen and Kyle Leeser. I tell you, this Nathan Schlangen doesn't play a lot of games anymore, but I'll tell you what, he's a presence in the lineup.
Michael Schlangen showing bunt, and he pulls away from it as it's down and away in the count. One ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. Schlangen looks down to Carl Leeser. Carl is not afraid to put on the bunt. And, you know, I talked to him yesterday after the game, and he goes, "You probably think I'm crazy, Randy, for putting that squeeze on." And I said, as Michael Schlangen put the good bunt down, Emerson has to field it and throw to first and 1-3 in the putout. But going back, Carl said, "You probably think I'm crazy." And I said, "Carl, that's your M.O. That's your makeup." I think across the league, we know that you like to squeeze. You like your players to bunt. And he said, "Yeah, I was kind of frustrated with my guys throughout the day in their bunting. They couldn't get it down a lot of times.
I didn't see a good bunt put down until a squeeze."
Exactly.
Really?
Yeah.
In that game. And And that, you know, that's a play too in the suicide squeeze. You have to put it. You have to make contact with that ball. It doesn't make any difference. You have to throw the bat at it, but you got to make contact with it.
So one out on the sacrifice by Michael Slung, and here comes Kyle Leeser to the plate. And the pitch a little bit low to Leeser, 1-0. Ryan Swingen moves to second and is in scoring position on that bunt. Kyle Buddy trying to keep him close over there at second as Emerson works from the stretch. And his pitch on the way. Here's a strike on the inside corner and 1-1.
I think our umpires today are Tony Veit and Joel Lostrom. I think,
Leeser steps out of the batter's box, 1-1.
Tony Veit, I think it's pronounced, is behind the plate. In the next game, they will just flip-flop those two. It'll be the same umpires for the next game
okay.
also.
1-1 to Leeser. He drives it to left field. Right there, though, is Mason Primus. He'll make the catch for the out. Don, as yesterday, we had a wind blowing from left to right. Today, it looks like it's blowing more in from center, more of a southwest wind.
A little bit, yes. And yes, it's going to be a warm one, I got a feeling, today. Come 1, 2 o'clock this afternoon, I think we're going to be warm up here. And
yeah,
I think the sun's going to come around, but we got a fan.
Yeah, and we got lots of Snickers candy bars. There's no shortage of candy bars.
I think Mary puts them in the cooler. I think he did such a good job singing the national anthem. Hermie brought three of them up here.
And so you guys are the recipients of
your good voice.
I love it.
Love it.
No, thanks for the invitation to sing that national anthem today.
Nice job.
I always tell folks that if you need somebody, I'm there. So, yeah. It's Nathan Schlungen at the plate, and he holds one to the backstop. Brian Schlungen still on second. A one ball, one strike. He's got that pine tar up that bat. You can see that on that just more of the off-white bat. Pitches outside a ball and 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Eli Emerson kicks and delivers it. There's a broken bat blooper out to right field. Kyle Buddy back on the grass and makes the catch for the out, and that's going to do it for the Martins. Here in the first, no runs, a hit, no errors, and one left on. We played a half an inning. It's St. Martin, nothing, Richmond coming to bat. More baseball coming up in a minute on KFN.
Worms Lumber and Ready Mix has concrete plants located at New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie to serve you better. They have the concrete for your farm, home, or business. From concrete bunks, concrete for your home, and everything in between, they'll get the job done right for you. No job is too big or too small. Phone 320-837-5288 or check them online at www.wormsreadymix.com. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. Hello, dairy farmers. Are your fresh cows having any metabolic issues such as milk fever, ketosis, or retained placentas? If so, Ecker Feed Service of New Munich, your local big game dealer, would like to help you with your issues. We offer free forage, urine pH, and blood testing to analyze your program and help ensure that your cows get off to a healthier, more productive start. To learn more, give Ecker Feed Service a call at 837-5800. 837-5800. Good luck to all the area teams from Ecker Feed.
10 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock, 79 degrees and sunshine here in central Minnesota. More baseball action, Region 15C baseball action coming your way with Randy and Don here on KASM.
Thanks, Si. You bet. Si's Sunday morning program got cut a little short this morning. He is taking next Sunday off. Si's got things going on, so Brad Milkey will fill in next Sunday on KASM Radio. Here in Farming, we head to the bottom of the first inning. A beautiful morning for amateur baseball, and tell you what, there's amateur baseball going on all over the state of Minnesota with some of that rain going through yesterday. It affected a lot of regions. Over in Region 11C in Watkins this morning at 11:30, They're going to start their ball games in Watkins at 11:30 this morning. It'll be Luxembourg taking on Foley at 1:30. Kimball takes on St. Joseph at 4:30. Clear Lake and the Cold Spring Rockies. And Pearl Lake takes on Sartell at 7 o'clock this evening over in 11C. We'll get more brackets coming up as Scott Schlungen delivers the first pitch strike to Alex Buddy. And now a ball and one ball, one strike. It'll be Buddy, Anabakis, and Trent Gerken batting for the Royals here in the first as Buddy follows his back and out of play. And the count, one ball, two strikes. Over at third base for the Martins today, it's Matthew Schlungen at short, Kyle Leeser at second base, Derek Stroing, and at first base, Nathan Schlungen. In left field, Jalen Arsenault. Center field, it's Michael Schlungen. And out in right field, where the ball is hit to right now, it is Chaz Hennon, and Chaz makes the catch for the out. Behind the plate, Ryan Schlungen and Scotty Schlungen on the mound.
Boy, Alex Buddy had a day yesterday, didn't he, Randy? He was 4-for-5.
He did.
Well, double. Yeah.
Good day. Yeah, and a very close second in our Player of the Game award. But, you know, DJ Schleicher throws a complete game four-hitter.
Yeah, two-hitter going into the ninth, didn't
he? Yeah. Here's Adam Bacchus, first pitch, a strike call to Adam on one. Swung its pitch, a strike on the inside corner, and 0-2. Well, it's two strikes. Scotty Schlungen going right after these hitters. And Bacchus will fight this pitch off and follow it back and out of play. And the count 0-2 yet to Adam. Adam playing on a field that his dad played on. Dad Jim Bacchus played here at farming. His uncles played here. I'm sure his grandpa played here.
Who's his grandpa, Earl?
Earl.
Yes,
yeah, Earl and Grandma Pat. And here's a ground ball up the middle. That's fielded by Stirring. Over to first, 4-3 on the putout. Adam Bacchus. Two down, and Trent Gerken to the plate.
Third baseman, number 20, Trent Gerken.
A little bit of a haziness to our sunshine here today. Every once in a while, it'll seem like the sun's under the clouds. It's maybe going to help us in temperature control today.
I think it's going to be a gorgeous day today. I don't think it's going to get real bad. It's supposed to get up to 80, I believe, a little better.
Pitches high to Gerken and 1-0, and another high pitch, 2-0. Two outs, no strikes. Game two today, another winner's bracket game. El Rosa will be playing against Lake Henry.
Lake Henry, yes. Another good matchup.
Pitches outside and low. 3-0 to count to Gerken as Scott Schlungen kicks and delivers. Inside ball four, so a four-pitch walk to Trent Gerken will bring Cole Schmitz to the plate. Buddy, you know, Scott Schlungen was so zoned in on those first two hitters, throwing a lot of strikes, and then all of a sudden just spotting that pitch. I mean, he just missed a couple pitches on the inside part. Here's Cole Schmitz. Cole had a home run in yesterday's win over Meyer Grove. And drives this one to left field. That's back and out of play. The parking lot.
Got most of that one.
I think that even that missed the cemetery. Yeah.
Yep, that's a live ball.
That's a live ball. Saw something cool. Somebody had a dog retrieving some balls in the alfalfa field in one of the games yesterday. Good retriever. Schmitz lines a single to left field over the infield. And the Royals have a two-out threat, first and second with two down. Just the way the wind's blowing today, Don, you would think that maybe the ball would carry a little bit more to right field. That short porch, though, 305, is always intriguing.
I think that's what it is down the left field line.
Too.
Both lines are 305, but they got a 350 power alley here in left center field and 330 just right at a batter's eye in center field, so it's not really
symmetrical, is it?
No, it isn't.
Here's Dan Hansen at the plate. Dan takes the ball low and away in 1-0. Dan has been swinging a hot bat for the Royals in their last number of games. It drives a Line drive to Nathan Schlungen at first. He catches that one in the air for the out, and that'll do it for Richmond. No runs, a hit, no errors, two left on. We played an inning, no score. Richmond and St. Martin, we're back in a minute on KAFM.
North American State Bank has been helping our community and families like yours for over 125 years. As your community bank, we're right here where you live and work, enabling continued growth in every area. So whether you're opening a new account or need a loan for your farm, business, or home, stop by one of our offices today in Belgrade, El Rosa, or Wilmer and let us help. North American State Bank, building families, farms, and futures for over 125 years. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Fire Prevention Week kicks off Sunday, October 8th. The staff at Painesville Mutual and Grinnell Mutual want you to play it safe. Now is the perfect time to make sure your home is covered and you are prepared in the event of a fire. Check smoke alarm batteries and fire extinguishers and make sure all family members know the plan in case of a fire. Prepare for the unexpected with quality home insurance. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Painesville Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual insurance provider. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
We're now at 18 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock. And again, we have 79 degrees, our current temperature here in Albany. And yes, beautiful sunshine here in central Minnesota. Great day for some more baseball action. Region 15C baseball action continues right now with Randy Rothstein and Don Heinen.
Si, thank you very much. You know, we had a request for the weather report, too. Don's wife, Mary, is requesting the UV. What is it now? The UV indicator? Or
index.
Index, that's what it is. Because later on, Don and Mary like to stick their legs out the window here and get some suntan on those. So we just need to know if we need sunscreen. Here's leading it off, Matthew Schlungen for the St. Martin Martins, and a ground ball to short on the first, 6-3 on the putout.
As of right now, we will not stick our legs out the window because the UV index is high.
It is high, okay. And no sunscreen, right?
No sunscreen.
Okay, all right. And the Scott Schlungen comes to the plate. Scott shows bunt and pulls back and 1-0. Or actually, it was a called strike, 0-1 to Scott. A little bit high, and 1-1. 1-1 to Schlungen. Eli Emerson has the sign from Cole Schmitz. He kicks and delivers. Boy, that pitch a strike on the outside corner, and 1-2.
Cracks the mitt, doesn't he, Randy?
That did fit a lot in there. Sure. Yes, it did. Ball and two strikes. And Schlungen, a check swing. Bounces it right back to Emerson, who will flip underhanded to Andy Hadley, and two outs make it.
Yeah.
Hadley was kind of, just about handcuffed there.
Yeah, no kidding. You'd think that, I don't know, when I played first, I kind of always liked it when they threw it to
it hard to you.
Don't flip it and make me wait for it.
Here comes Chaz Hennon to the plate. Chaz had a couple hits in yesterday's ball game, and the pitch is strike called, 0-1.
If you drop it on a flip like that, that runner's going to gain a little bit extra depth.
Yes, he is.
Drop it, at least you have a chance with it. It's throwing hard to pick it up yet.
Yeah, with the flip, it's always a closer play.
Yes, it is. I think some pitchers do that intentionally, make you hustle.
One ball, one strike to Chaz Hennon here in the second inning. No score if you're just joining us. Hennon sticks the bat out, a little one-hopper behind second. Kyle Buddy Fields throws to first and safe at first. The base umpire says Andy Hadley. Same nice play by Kyle Buddy, but Chaz Hennon is a quick runner yet. Yep, he beat that out. That play was a tough play, though, for Kyle Buddy as he was standing behind second. You can see where he planted his feet there. And so a two-out single for the Martins, their second hit of the ball game. Here's Josh Stengler. Josh had a couple hits in their win yesterday. And the pitch a little bit low to Josh in 1-0.
I like what Eli does out there. He's consistently around the plate. He doesn't throw hardly anything in the dirt. Did you notice that?
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a catcher's dream when you can catch a guy like this that keeps the ball low, keeps it around the strike zone.
1-0 the count to Josh Dangler. Man, there's a strike on the inside corner, 1-1. I did find out, too, after the game, I asked Josh if he is related to Joel and Nick Stangler. He said, yep, we are first cousins. So St. Martin was playing New Munich yesterday. 1-1 the count. Hennon takes his lead from first. The pitch from Emerson a little bit high in the count, 2-1. I think Emerson throwing that 82, 83 maybe, something like that. I would think so. Yeah. Two balls and a strike. Two outs. Emerson works from the stretch. And Stangler follows his back and out of play. And the count at 2-2. Just to look at how good DJ Schleicher pitched yesterday, Don. He had four innings of 1-2-3. He had three innings where one man was on. That was it. So seven out of the nine innings yesterday. And then I think the first inning, I believe five men came to the plate. And in one of the other innings, maybe the ninth inning, where five came to the plate.
Correct.
I mean, that's getting it done. And you look at Eli now, he's had a runner on in the first inning. He's got a runner on here in the second inning. As mentality goes as a pitcher, boy, it's sure easier to pitch with nobody on, right? Pitch inside to Stangler as Hennon was going on the play, and Josh is going to walk. I'll put runners at first and second and bring number nine hitter Derek Strang to the plate.
Derek Strong.
Just got to note that Eli is in the upper 70s to 80.
Upper 70s to 80. Okay.
Yeah, so he's in that 80s.
All right.
Good fastball, I'm sure it is. Mixes real well.
Derek Strong takes a strike and 0-1.
You know, in this league, if you can throw 80, that's pretty decent. For a young guy like that, that's bringing it.
You bet. All on the count to Strowing. He bats number nine. The leadoff hitter, Brian Schlungen, on deck. Strowing was DH'd for in yesterday's game against New Munich, and the pitch is inside a ball, and 1-1. 1-1 the count. Hennon leads from second, Stangler from first. Emerson on the mound. Strowing follows it to the backstop. Look at that ball come right back to Cole Schmitz again. We saw that in last night's game with Farming and El Rosa, how it happened a couple times.
Yeah, one got thrown out with it. Come right back to the catcher.
One ball, two strikes to Strowing. Cole Schmitz throwing down that sign. Eli Emerson delivers, and Strowing follows it out of play down the right field line. The count stays 1-2. Mentioned that Lake Henry and El Rosa game coming up at about 1:30 today. We'll have a game at right around 4 o'clock. And then a game at 6:30 tonight, too. Those are elimination games. A 1-2, breaking ball, throwing, fighting it up. A little foul at the plate. The count stays 1-2. Ball and two strikes. And it gets a pretty nice lead out at second base. Emerson delivers, throwing another foul back and out of play. Boy, he's right on that.
Making him throw, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Eli's got quite a few pitches here now in the second inning.
1-2 the count. Eli Emerson's pitch and a swing and a miss. Strings out on strikes, and that will do it for the Martin. Here in the second, no runs, a hit, no errors, and two left on. We played one and a half. It is St. Martin nothing, Richmond nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute on KFN.
Pep's Pork in Spring Hill is known all over central Minnesota for their excellent pork products. And you'll find their delicious pork products in fine stores all over central Minnesota. Check out the sausage, baby back ribs, pork chops, seasoned pork patties, bacon, breakfast sausage, ham, and more. Pork has low in cholesterol, so fill the freezer. Call Pep's Pork at 987-3368 or online at pepspork.com. Pep's Pork in Spring Hill and in stores all over central Minnesota.
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Please contact Matt Imdick at Central Minnesota Realty. With 3 agents and 8 office locations, we can service all areas to meet your needs. We also specialize in vacant land, commercial, and lake home sales. Please visit www.centralmnrealty.com or call Matt at 320-420-1295 for all your real estate needs.
And a pleasant good Sunday morning to you. 27 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock. We're still at 79 degrees and sunshine here in central Minnesota. Lots of great activities going on here in central Minnesota. Besides our region baseball going on, we have the Sesquicentennial here in Albany. And, yes, they made Cy a test project. They brought me a chicken and ham dinner with all the trimmings. And, Randy, it was delicious. So taking you back to farming, more region baseball action coming your way with Randy and Don.
That is not fair, Cy.
No, he must have got that is
like that's like a foul. I think he fouled there. Yeah. We were talking about chicken and dressing and mashed potatoes yesterday, and Cy gets one delivered. All right, here we go. Bottom of the second inning, the Richmond Royals' Mason Primus at the plate. The count 1-1 to the left fielder. Andy Hadley, Connor Dole set to follow him. Ground ball up the middle. Kyle Leader fields it behind second. Throw to first. In time to get Primus 6-3 on the put out.
Richmond in the regionals last year, they lost their first game in regionals last year 3-2 to Meyer Grove. Good game that was, and then they beat New London 5-3. Then they lost El Rosa 17-5 in the third game of their regional berth, so they didn't get a chance to go to state last year, so I think they're kind of chomping at the bit a little bit this year.
Andy Hadley takes the first pitch, a shot to third, swung and knocks it down, still has time to throw to first, and they get Hadley by a good step over at first base. Matthew Schlung, and it looks like he almost took that one on his upper chest.
Did.
That came off the infield pretty hard. You know, one day, I don't know if they cut the grass at all this morning. It looks like they might have. But the infield seems a little quicker.
Oh, yes. I don't think it's near as wet and soggy today. I think the ground underneath the infield yesterday had to be saturated.
Yeah.
Because you see some spots where the guys had stopped, they just dug the sod right up.
Here's Connor Doles. First pitch to Connor, a strike from Scotty Schlungen. And now a little high and tight in the count, 1-1.
St. Martin did make it to state last year. They lost to Howard Lake in their first game, 4-0. You know, when we were looking at that last year with Lake Henry's running, with Kimball's running, we were looking at population of teams that that they played against. It's like Howard Lake, 2,000 people versus St. Martin, 300 people, you know. It's, and you looked over Lake Henry's, and it's unbelievable, the difference in people.
Yeah. Connor Doles at the plate, count 3 balls and a strike, swung and delivers, inside ball 4, and another 2-out walk to a Richmond Royal hitter, almost identical to last inning. The Royals left 2 on. Here comes number 9 hitter, Kyle Buddy.
Number 13, Kyle Buddy.
So it doesn't really make any difference how many people you have. It's the kind of nucleus you have for baseball players.
Absolutely. Like, well, I think it's the way it is in our small towns. You want to play with your friends. I think a lot of that
it's changing a little bit now. I think with the radius is changing a little bit, I think you can move around a little more. I think they do have it here now, like in the Stearns County League. I don't know if it's a 2 from 10 or 2 from 15. I'm not sure on that right now. But then I think after 5 years, you're kind of grandfathered, so then they can open that up again.
0-1 the count to Buddy. Pitch a little bit low for a ball, and 1-1. Ball and a strike, 2 outs. The base runner, Connor Doles. Brian Schlungen's got a rocket for an arm behind the plate. And Buddy drives this to right center field. I don't think anybody's going to get this one. That's going to bounce in front of Chaz Hennon. Nice play by Hennon to cut that off and keep it from rolling to the fence. It's just going to be a long single for Kyle Buddy, and on to third goes Dolt. If that goes to the fence, Dolt scores.
Yes, he does. Hey, Kyle Buddy, he was rounding first big time. Chaz got there in a hurry. I didn't think there was nobody going to get to that.
I agree, So the top of the order, here comes Alex Buddy with runners at first and third.
I think the wind might have held that up a little bit. Let Chaz get to that a little quicker.
Alex Buddy takes a strike at the knees in 0-1. 0 on the count. Here's the pitch from Scotty Schlungen, and he takes something off of that. That one's in the dirt. Nice stop by Brian Schlungen. And they count 1-1.
Well, they're brothers, right? Brian and
Scott and Brian are brothers. Kurt also played for the Martins at one time. He's a brother. They all have an older sister yet, so. A pitch fouled to the screen, and the count 2. Alex Buddy had 1-2 now. One and two, two outs, two on. Scott Schlungen working from the stretch. And a little bit high, that pitch. And the count 2-2. Well, it's 2 strikes. Schlungen ready, comes home, and outside. The count's ball 3-2, so we'll see Kyle Buddy take off from first here on 3-2 and two outs.
God, he tried to steal one there, didn't he?
Yes,
in
he did.
Outside corner, a little high, but I think was right there.
And that quick throw to first. Nice play there by Scott Schlungen. You know, that runner's always looking to take off, and he checked him over at first. Schlungen comes home.
Buddy drives it to center field. That one's hit well. Back by the fence, making the catch is Michael Schlungen by the 330 mark, and that will do it for the Royals as Alex Buddy hit it on the nose. No runs, a hit, no errors, and two left on. We play two, Richmond and St. Martin scoreless. We're back in a minute here on KESL.
Scooters Trucking in El Rosa is your trucking service for all your grain and feed hauling. Give Scott Linares a call to set up your trucking for grain and feed. Phone him at 320-250-4527. That's 320-250-4527. Scooters Trucking in El Rosa. Scooters Trucking wishes the very best to all the area teams and the El Rosa Saints.
For some good conversation and a favorite beer, pop, or mixed drink, stop by Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Corky's Bar plays host to a weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoon at 1:30. There's happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6, and if you like gaming, Corky's Bar has electronic pull tabs. You can do it, Richmond Royals, from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
26 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, 81 is our temperature here in Albany. More exciting baseball action coming your way from Schlepper Brothers Field and Farming. It's Region 15C Baseball with Randy Rothstein and Don Heinen.
Thank you, Cy. To the third inning we go. Eli Emerson finishing up his warm-up tosses. Take a look at some of the other regions that I know are going on here this morning. Region 4C over in Atwater at 11 o'clock this morning. It's going to be Painesville and Sacred Heart. That's at 11 o'clock. At 1:30 today, Raymond and Spicer. At 4 o'clock, Bird Island and Granite Falls. And then Regal and Milroy going to play later on this evening over in 4C in Atwater. Brian Schlungen, the leadoff man for the Martins. He's up a bat here in the top of the third inning. And the first pitch from Emerson is high for a ball, 1-0.
Milroy has a pretty fair team, don't they?
They do. Here's a ground ball to Bacchus at short on the run. Throw in the dirt that gets away from Hadley, and on the second goes Brian Schlungen. So a throwing error on Bacchus as he threw on the run, never planted. He had to get rid of it quick, and it'll be an error on Adam Bacchus.
Center fielder number 10, Michael Schlungen.
So now you got a runner at second base, and Michael get a sacrifice bunt in the first inning. Will he maybe sacrifice here and get the runner to third?
I got a feeling he may.
Shows bunt, puts it down. A beautiful bunt. Emerson has to field it. I don't know if they're going to get him. Save it first. Bunt single for Michael Schlungen. That was put down perfectly on that third baseline.
these grass baselines here, it keeps that ball fair, doesn't it? It does. The drag bunt like that, I don't know if that was a true sacrifice again, was it?
I thought it was maybe, was it? Yeah. But it was just put perfectly down the third baseline, and Eli Emerson maybe didn't get to it as quick as he could have. First and third, Brian Schlungen ends up on third, and now Kyle Leeser getting the meat of this St. Martin lineup at the plate right now. Pitch to Leeser, ground ball to short. Schlungen breaks right away, and Bacchus throws the ball into right field as they try for a double play, and on to third goes Michael Schlungen and Aaron Bacchus. And Martins take a 1-0 lead. So a couple of errors here in the inning, and Kirby Hamish is out of his dugout.
We have a drone flying around here.
To go have a word with his pitcher, infield. So Michael Schlungen ends up on third. Kyle Leeser at first, and Matthew Schlungen, or actually make it Nathan Schlungen at the plate.
Nathan Schlungen.